Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for November 14th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. On this day in history, Herman Melville published Moby Dick. Apollo 12, the second manned space flight to the moon, took flight. And Franklin Leslie gunned down Billy the Kid. And talking about making history, here are four more health news stories to help you take charge of your life. A study in Science looked at how physical stimulus affects the conscious mind. They looked at the old adage, warm hands, warm heart, to see how it affected the conscious mind. According to the study, unwittingly, a person holding a warm cup of coffee in their hands would most times make decisions that were more pro-social rather than selfish. Now here's a study I can really use. Next time I ask my hubby-to-be to have dinner at my mom's house, I think I'll stick a nice warm cup of coffee in his hands first. According to the British Medical Journal, doctors are ignoring the link between erectile dysfunction, or ED, and heart disease. It seems that the research has shown that ED will precede heart disease by about 3 years and is a better predictor of heart disease in type 2 diabetes than high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Unfortunately, ED is sometimes never discussed in the doctor's office, as not only is the patient uncomfortable with the subject, but it appears that some doctors are even more uncomfortable discussing ED than the patients. When I come back, we'll take a look at what aging has to do with muscle function and take another look at what you can do for that knee pain of yours.
Thanksgiving for life. This time of the year, perhaps more than any other, we give thanks for all the blessings in our lives. We are thankful to have helped so many people recover their health and for the privilege of taking care of so many children so that they could be as healthy as possible. During November, we are conducting a food drive to help those less fortunate. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515 and ask about how chiropractic can help you while together you can help others. Now back to the news.
Researchers at the University of New Hampshire studied two groups of women during an 8-week strength training program. The first group were women 18 to 33 years of age, and the second group, women 65 to 84 years of age. The study revealed equal gains in strength in both groups, showing that loss of muscle function in the elderly is a result of inactivity, not old age. Once again, we prove the age-old adage, use it or lose it, and that applies to both women and men. And for our last story of the day, researchers at Tufts Medical Center studied the effects of the ancient Chinese martial art of Tai Chi and its effect on arthritis pain of the knee. After a 12-week program, the patients had less pain, improved function, less depression, and improved quality of life. In addition, those who continued the activity continued to improve 24 to 48 weeks later. Well, it looks like when it comes to knees, it's all exercise, exercise, exercise. And I think we pretty much put a wrap around this one. Figuratively, that is. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The three things pregnant women dream most of during their first trimester are frogs, worms, and potted plants. Pregnancy hormones can cause mood swings, cravings, and many other unexpected changes. Oddly enough, hormones can often affect the types of dreams women have and their vividness. The most common are these three types, but many women also dream of water, giving birth, or even having violent or sexually charged dreams. Wow, frogs, worms, and potted plants. That is amazing. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.